Okay, so we're continuing in the din of we're on Psachim Kof Dalet on the base. Okay. And we're doing the exceptions to the rule of bracha, which has to start and end with Baruch. Right? Start and end with Baruch. So so basically one of the exceptions is Hatov HaMetiv. Okay, we did last time the Berachas Kriyat Shema. We can do it this time, Hatov HaMetiv, which is the last bracha and benching. Okay? So we look at Rashi. So Rashi, Hatov HaMetiv, right? So you notice Hatov HaMetiv starts with the Baruch, but doesn't end with the Baruch. Right? Starts with the Baruch, doesn't end with the Baruch. So Rashi says, Hatov HaMetiv, Afal Yav Dismuch Al Chavarta, Shehara, right? Even though Dismuch Al Chavarta, Shari Hischel, Be'erchas HaMazon, Be'erach. So it's we start Berachas HaMazon on the Baruch, which according to Rashi, it works, right? Okay. So So it starts with his principle, his theory is when you have a sequence of brachos, the first baruch counts for the whole sequence. So in theory, Hatov HaMetiv, the last bracha and benching, shouldn't need to start. It should just start, I don't know, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adirenu or something, right? So it doesn't need to start with the baruch. But yeah, it does, right? Mishum the bracha v'ampe nafsha, since it's its own bracha, iskin, mishum maruge beta, right? So it's, so the reason why it's an exception is that they set up as a separate bracha unto itself because of ruge beta. Kulo hoda, yibechas aperos, yibemitzos, and it's all a hoda, like bechas aperos and bechas amitzos. Not clear exactly what that means. Let's look at the Rashbam. He clarifies a little bit. He says, "Berachas Tov HaMetiv, Berachas HaMazon, Afal Yav Dismuch Al Chavarta, Shari Hischel BeBerachas HaMazon, Afal Pikein Posiach BeBarach, Mishun DeBarach HaBam Pein Avshe, Yiskin Mishun Har Gebet, Shnei Nekvura." Right? They were given over to Kvura. Right? They originally, they didn't let us bury them, but then they did. Right? Lo, now I have an add-in. Okay? Lo have the Kitzvei Ad Nosef, I don't know if you guys have this. Lo have De'oraisa. They're not midel raisa like the first three brachas. V'hachi lo tignu yoser ella birchas hatov v'ametiv in parash hasam, and this is what they set up. This is all they set up. Hatov v'ametiv because in parash hasam, like it explains over there. Hatov shelo hisricho. Hatov is that Hashem didn't make them spoil. V'ametiv shnit l'kvura that they were given over to be buried. Right, they didn't let us bury them. Until a certain point, but they didn't spoil, they didn't rot, and they eventually gave us, allowed us to bury them. Right? Abel Anu, so they set it up only originally, Abel Anu Marichim Baktsas, but we lengthen it a little bit, Kede Lomar Ba Shalosh Malchios, to say three Malchios, Kede Mefarish Perk Shalosh Shachlu, Hilkach Kula Chada Hodahi, it's like one Hodahi, Rechas Aperos, Rechas Mitzos, Loboi Chasima, doesn't need a Chasima. So it's a little confusing, right? It's saying it's first he's explaining why it's Poseach Baruch, right? The theory shouldn't have needed to be Poseach Baruch, but he's saying is since they set it up as a bracha ba'ampe nafshe, its own bracha, it's like it's Durabana, and they set up as its own bracha, whatever that means. Therefore, it has to start as the Baruch. And then he says, okay, fine, so it starts with the Baruch, but now you have to end with the Baruch also. You have to end with the Baruch too. It's long, so he says, No. Originally, it was really only set up. That's it, right? That's all that was necessary. And then they added in later, we added in all these other features, three machios and whatever. But it just was originally a Tov HaMetiv. So the fact that we added on it, not necessary. Those are like artificial, super add ins, and those aren't necessary. They're not machayev us in a chasim, right? Okay, and therefore it's basically like a berachas peros, a berachas mitzvos. Okay, so any questions here? What are the questions here? It's a good question. What does he mean? It's a bracha on its own. Right, what does it mean? I mean, right? It's part of benching, after all. It's not part of benching. It's part of benching. So how's its own bracha? Right, what's that other thing? It's like, yeah, that since it, you added in these later things of the Malchus and whatever, therefore it doesn't have to end in the Baruch. So what? So what that those are added in? Marichim Baksas. I mean, whatever, now that Marichim, we should have to end with the Baruch. It becomes long again. What does that mean? Even if it's on Bracha, okay, it's on Bracha, but still have to start with the Baruch. Right, because it's smucha l'chavrita. It's on bracha, but it can't take care of the, take rid of the fact that it's smucha. It's smucha l'chavrita. So why doesn't it have to start with the, why does it have to start with the baruch? Okay, so maybe just to put together what you guys are saying, what I guess Ken and Ariel are saying, is like this. Maybe just to add one definition. But is it pshat that like the oraisa benching is three brachas, right? Curve along the rabbanon. And they basically added Hatov HaMetov, right? So there's two ways you could have envisioned that takana. One way is to say that basically the Rabbanan says benching is four brachas, right? Benching is a four bracha entity, right? It's not a three bracha seder brachos, but it's a four bracha seder brachos. The Raisa is three, but the Rabbanan is four, right? That's one way you learn, right? Or alternatively, saying if that's what he's saying, if that's not the case. If that were the case, then you say Brachos Melech Chavrita, and Brachos Melech Chavrita should start with not with the Baruch. Doesn't need a Baruch to start. Kamash Malan, he's saying no. They didn't make four Brachos of Brachos Mazon, but rather they said the Brachos of Mazon is three Brachos. But after you bench, you should do another bracha. Okay? In other words, you do brachos and masan as three brachos, and there's an add-on. It's like a three plus one. There's like, they're setting it up specifically as not the smucha. It's like a different, it says after you finish, there's a seder brachos of benching. And after you finish your seder brachos of benching, you should do a different bracha. A bracha ba'am benachshek. A separate bracha. And if that's the case, while practically it's samach to benching, but it could be saying to Rashi's Rashbam, we're saying is it's not conceptually smuchal chavrita. Smuchal chavrita doesn't just mean that practically it's nira, but that conceptually it forms a seder brachos. And he's saying is there is no seder brachos. That on the contrary, the takana was set off as a bracha ba'am pedavshe. It's not a seder of four brachos. It's a seder of three brachos plus an additional bracha afterwards. Whenever you finish benching, don't just walk away, but take it as an opportunity to give shevach for erugei beta. Right? But again, but not that they expanded benching to be a four bracha seder of brachos. And it could be, it's good with, I guess what Ariel was saying in Josh's question, is that it's not thematically all too hooked into benching. It seems, maybe we're not in the sugya. But I mean, it's not quite, doesn't quite follow. Benching is, it is a hodgepodge of brachos, but benching is on the Ma'aretz. I'm sorry, on the Mazon. Mazon is related to the Aretz, and the Aretz is related to Yerushalayim. And then just, God is great, God is good, God is Tov Meitiv, and right? It's not related to the food. I mean, it's just Stam, because we're enabled to bury our dead, and they didn't rot. Okay. That's nice. We're very happy about that, no doubt. But it's not intrinsically a woven into benching. It's almost like Rabbanan need to give Shavach. They held that it was important to give Hoda'ah for that fact. So they're Mesakin, a new bracha called Hatov Meitiv. And the way they wanted it to be regular. They didn't want to just do it whatever once a year. I don't know, they wanted it to be a regular thing which you do. And therefore, what they do, so they tacked it onto benching. I'm not sure exactly why, but they said, look, whenever you bench regularly, daily, whatever. Whenever you bench, tack on Tov Meitiv onto there. So you do, but not that it becomes a unit of four brachas. It's three plus one. It's after you finish benching, you do the following. Right? In fact, I think there's another sugya which is related to this, is you say Amen, right? When you have a sequence of brachas, you say Amen. After Bnei Yerushalayim, Amen. Right? And that's a sign that ends the Seder. So you see, that ends the sequence of brachos. I know we don't do it by a Seder brachos in general, but that's the kind of idea. is when you have a sequence of brachos, you say amen at the end. So when you say, once the Rabban expanded it, when you say amen, amen. But no, the Beseder of brachos is really ends at Bnei Yerushalayim. And then there's an add-on. In fact, I think the Poalim don't even say it, right? Poalim don't even say it. Right? If you're a worker, you don't even say it. So it's like, you don't cut out benching. How does the Poalim have a shorter benching? You could say that. You could just say, look, the Poalim do the Deraisa benching, not the Rabbanan benching. But it could be, no, the Poalim just do benching. They don't do the add-on to benching. Right? They just do benching. But in a certain sense, he's saying it's not Bachar Ben Ashi, means it's not really part of benching. It's more that benching is mechayev you to do the shavach. Yes, the chiddush is that smuchel chaverta doesn't just mean you do it next to each other. Certainly, if I just happen to do the two brachos next to each other, that doesn't make it smuchel chaverta. But it doesn't even just mean if it's codified that I always do them back to back. That's smuchel chaverta. So you could have just said, look, it doesn't go by what I happen to take two brachos and put them near each other. It doesn't make it smuchel chaverta. Because that's just my choice. I happen to do it. It's not codified. But once it's codified, then that makes smuchel chaverta. So here it's codified that you do it. Don't make it right afterwards. No. It's not even codified. It doesn't matter. If it's not part of one seder brachos, it just happens to be that there's a flow that they go back to back, but they're not, they don't form a unit conceptually. And it's saying is, then you don't say, it's like a separate gavra mishabeach. The first series of brachos, and then you end that gavra shemeach, and then you start gavra shemeach again with the new baruch. You don't say that there's just one continuous flow of the mishabeach, but no, it's an add-on after you bench. You do this. We don't normally think of it this way. I don't know if it's a machlokas or not, but I think we usually just think of it as part of benching. Benching ends at al yichas reino. Right? Some people think it ends after mashalom, you know, but we think we know. Oh no, it ends at al yichas reino. Turns out not really. As I pointed here, it doesn't even end Al Yechasreinu, it ends up Bnei Shalayim Amen. And Al Yechasreinu is itself an add-on. A Derabanan add-on, a Takana, it's a Bracha. But it's not like Bracha is four Brachas. You see, like Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, Al Melchia, you don't say Achas Mein Arba, right? When you do Al Melchia, you don't summarize, right? That Bracha, the Metav. Because it's certainly argued it's not really part of benching. Intrinsically. Now, it does beg the question, why did they say here? Why do it after benching and not any other time? So I don't know. That's somehow when they did it. But it's not because it becomes part of benching. Because if it would, it sounds like that's what Rashi and Shmuel were saying. Well, then it should have had its own baruch. It's a dinir baruch. Sorry, it should have had a dinir suha chavarta, and that's it. But the fact that it has a baruch sounds like it's not. It's not set up that way. So now the question is, what about the bracha at the end? So now, fine, it's his own bracha, but it's a long bracha. So say at the end, before Ayechasreinu, have a chasima, bracha to Hashem, whatever, Ayechasreinu, I don't know, however you want to do it. Right? So that's what Rashbam bothered by that also. So he's saying is because it was originally Niskan as, wait a second. So why isn't it short? Right? So he's saying is no. I'm sorry, why doesn't it have a chasima at the end? So he says no, because really it was set up as a tov. See, I have it's more clear in the added gersa that goes to Tzionim, has a kisveyat at a further version. But it says no, because originally they weren't misaking anything but a tov v'hametiv. A tov shelo esricho. That they didn't rot, that they were given over to be buried. We have a little bit of anrichas. Like it says in Perach Shoshes Acho. Therefore, it's all one hodah. Okay? Like Perach Zepeos, Perach Zemitzos, and you don't need a chasima. So let's just see a thing how the bracha goes, right? Akel Avinu Malkenu Adirenu Boreinu Galenu Tzareinu Kedoshinu Kedosh Yaakov. You notice these are all like names, right? Let's see here. Let me just grab a sorry. You're like, basically, so far you haven't said anything other than just called God a lot of different names. Right? So far. And let me read here. Akel, right? Akel, Almighty, our Father, our King, our Mighty One, our Redeemer, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Maker, our Holy One, Holy One of Jacob, our Shepherd, Shepherd of Israel, the King, right? Right? So far we just like identified Hashem with a lot of different things, right? He's all these things. Who is good? I guess it's Hatov Ametiv, so here's the good part. Here's the main part, right? Who is good? Ametiv Lakal. And he does good to all. Shevachol Yom Vayom. Every day, who Ametiv, who Ametiv, who Ametiv Lanu, right? He has done good, he does good, he will do good, right? Who Gimalanu, who Gomlenu, who Yigmalenu, he rewarded us, he rewards us, he will reward us. Favor, kindness, compassion, relief, rescue, success, racha, blessing, deliverance, consolation, maintenance, sustenance, compassion, life, peace, and everything good. And of all good, he'll never deprive us. So it's really, it's like an elaboration on the idea of the tov, right? He's a tov meitev lakal. Because he does good every day. He does, he will. He grants us this, that, all these other things, and all the good things. Right? So it's basically like an elaboration on the idea of Hashem being good and doing good. Right? Hatov Hametov. Right? And what did he say they added in? They added in Shalosh Malchios. What does it mean, Shalosh Malchios? What he means by that. Maybe to look at that.
Malkeidu HaMelech HaTov. What's the third one?
Avinu Melech HaOlam HaKel. Avinu Malkeinu. Adonai Ramein Olam Tzunik 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 Tzunik. Melech HaTov HaMetov. Melech HaTov. I don't know.
Maybe the third one.
It's interesting Gemara in its own right. It starts 49. Brachos for Testament Aleph. Is he talking about different Malchus? So the Gemara starts off by saying, it says, Hatov HaMetiv Tricha Malchus. Hatov HaMetiv needs Malchus. Or it says, Mai Kamash Malan. Of course, every bracha needs Malchus. So it says, no, it needs two Malchus. One for itself and one for Bona Yerushalayim. Whatever that means. So it says, well, then it should need three. One for itself, one for Bona Yerushalayim, one for Berachas Haaretz. So it says, no, it doesn't need one for Berachas Haaretz because Berachas Mechel Chavrata. So therefore, it didn't need a melech in Berachas Haaretz. So the Bona Yerushalayim also doesn't need melech because it's Berachas Mechel Chavrata. So it says, no, you're right. So really, they don't. But the reason why you need one from behalf of Bona Yerushalayim is because since you mentioned Malchus Beis David in Bona Yerushalayim, you have to mention Malchus of Hashem also. Right? So once you mention Malchus of David, how could you not mention Malchus Hashem? So therefore, in Atov HaMetiv, you say Malchus again. But really, you wouldn't need to mention Malchus, because it's similar to Chavata. But once you mention Malchus based David, it's appropriate to mention Malchus of Shemayim. Okay. But Papa says, no. When it says it needs three Malchus, it needs two Malchus besides for its own. Okay? It needs its own Malchus, but it also needs two others. Why Shtei Malchios? Rashi says, Kigon Avinu, Malkeinu, Adirenu, Borenu, Golenu, Kedoshenu, Kedosh Yaakov, Reinu, or Israel, a Melech Hatov HaMetiv HaKol. Besides for itself, because it starts Melech HaOlam. So it has starts Melech HaOlam, it has Avinu, Malkeinu, and then it says later on, had the other one, was the one that Hashem missed? There's another one, Rashi doesn't tell us about that one, but that's another Malchus, right? There are two other ones. So it's like they expanded a Melech HaTov HaMetiv HaShem HaHuetiv HaMetiv Melech HaTov, right? Let's see, it says Akel Avinu Malkeinu, that's one, and then a Melech HaTov HaMetiv HaKol, right? So you got additional Malkeinus for some reason. So his point is, he's saying is that the Gemara, even though the original Takana was just HaTov HaMetiv, there are somehow the Minog or the Rabbanon, the Gemara expanded it to have many Malkeinus. But he's saying is altogether you end up with three melachs, right? Lomar Bashalosh Malchios, right? A little bit lengthy. so that we could pop in there three malchus. But basically, saying it's one hoda. So what's the point? What's this point? I mean, I want you to say, like, bottom line is, the Rabbanan were Ma'arech. I mean, the Gemara was Ma'arech. We do these malchus and all these other stuff. So now it ends up being long. So Sheva Chasima. We say, no. Because it's Kula Chada Hodahi. Didn't we have that? We had that idea of the Kula Chada Hodahi, right? What was that by? That Lashon by, oh yeah, by this Gemara. Oh yeah, I'm Avda Ben Kodesh Shechol, right? Ben Ochad Ben Shalom Ben Yom Shiz Ben Mazra Ben Mazra Ben Kodesh, right? Kula Chada Hodahi, right? And the Rashbam learned that there's nothing else in there which is interjecting. No tchina, whatever, right? That's, so that's the question. It's like a little long, it's medium long, but there's nothing in between, which digressed, right? Is that relevant to this? You're right. Right. I think Ken's right. Is that it's not, it doesn't matter how long it is. It matters, like, thematically. How many inyanim are there, if you will. So it's basically a bracha of hatov hametiv. That's really the whole bracha. That was what it was originally set up. Bracha to Hashem hatov hametiv. Right, alakin alakolam, whatever, hatov hametiv. But for whatever reason, in order to get three malchias, which I don't know why that's necessary, but they basically, they wanted to get in more malchias. So what they did is they expanded it, and the tov hametiv, it basically became an expanded. And if you look at it, you'll see it's almost like a padded bracha. But if you look at it, it's just not saying all that much. It's basically saying tov hametiv. It just starts off by referring to Hashem with a lot of different names, right? Kel, Avinu, Malkenu, Adirenu, Boreinu, Goalenu, Yotzerenu, Kedoshenu, Kedosh Yaakov, Roenu, Ra Yisrael, Amelech, right? All that is basically just an elaborate version of saying Hashem, right? He hasn't said anything yet, right? I mean, we're just referring to him all these different adjectives about, like, expanded Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Akel, Avinu, right? It's like we haven't said much yet. Then, HaTov, HaMetiv, Lakol, right? He's a Tov and a Metiv. And now we elaborate. What do you mean he's a Tov Metiv? Right? So it's like we're showing all the different tovs. So it's basically saying Hashem is a tov and a meitiv. We have a long preamble, which is an elaboration of what we mean Hashem, right? A long reference to Shem Hashem. We say that he's a tov and meitiv, and we explain what we mean he's a tov and meitiv. So basically, we're just saying Hashem does good and all different types of good. So that's basically one hoda. So the fact that you lengthen that one element doesn't make it a bracha arucha. A bracha arucha, it's like you're digressing to talk about the Shevach of Shabbos or to make a request from Hashem. Then you have to tie it back together and say, oh, by the way, Baruch Atah Hashem. My main point here is to acknowledge Hashem as the source of bracha. But here the whole thing is you're just trying to say one thing. Hashem is a tov and a meitiv. So you don't have to go back and say Baruch Hashem again. You haven't digressed. It's just one long sentence. Baruch Hashem get about Holam. What? You know Holam that does all the good. Now it's a long version, a drawn out version of saying he does all the good. But it's not like you've moved away from the essence of what you're trying to do, which is saying that Hashem is Baruch, the source of Baruch. You haven't digressed. Like Tosus, like the Rashi and Rashbam said, by these other ones, the hafsek techina, like supplication or ritzoi, or there's other cases, bakasha, right? You're not doing anything like that. You're just, it's basically one long run-on sentence, right? One long run-on sentence, which is not even digressing. So if that's the case, he's saying, is that doesn't, that you don't need it at the end of the baruch, right? That's just one long bracha, right? That makes sense, no? And his proof, it makes it good, is that you see it was originally Niskan as one Baruch, right? As the Baruch HaTashon Hino HaTov HaMetiv. So what, are the Rabbanim just deciding to make a whole new thing? If it was Niskan originally as Tov HaMetiv, then how did the Gemara just come up with all this new stuff? New themes which aren't part of the Takana. But since you say it's just an elaboration on the original theme, so that's not a problem. But maybe if it really were like all going into all different ideas, maybe what gave the Rabbanon the right was originally Niskan by, I guess, managing the Dola as of Meitav, who gave them a right to start adding stuff on. But that's what he's saying is, no, you're not doing that. It's just weird, no, like, to do it, to flesh it out a little bit. Right? For whatever reason, we want to say three Malchios. I don't know exactly why. That's a sugya over there. So in order to get three Malchios, so we elaborate a little bit. But that's not going to be Mechayiv in a whole, you know, a whole new set of, you know, and it's not going to make it a Brucha Rucha. It's not really a Rucha. Right? A little different than in Havdalah, you did digress to other Havdalahs, right? Even though it was on the idea of Havdalah, but at least you digressed into other instances of Havdalah, right? Here it's really just the same idea of, right, like the Bayim Havdalah, it's Hamazik HaShachol. Now you're just going to other types of Havdalah. But here it's really just the idea of Hashem as a Tov. It's just the universal of Hashem as a Tov, and you're just giving an elaborate version of that. Look at the bottom Tosas. I forgot about that. The Tov made the Paseach in a Chosim Mebarach, right? Bottom Tosas on Kavdal and Beis. V'im Tomer V'lo Ruchai, but it's long. Right, the Omer Oud Omer Oud the Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Sarach Lomar Shalosh Gemulos Shalosh Atavos Shalosh Gemalchios. Right, the Omer Brachos Tzricha Gemal V'Shnei Malchus Bar Mididai. You have to have three Gemulos Gemalano Gemalino Gemalino, three Atavos Uhei Tivano Mei Tivano Uhei Tivano, and three Malchios. Right. Malach HaTov, Alkeinu Malach HaOlam, and Minu Malkeinu Adireinu, right? So that's pretty long. There's a lot of different elements. It's a multifaceted bracha, right? Multifaceted. Three of these, three of those, three of these. Right? It sounds pretty long. It sounds like it has multiple. That's what he's saying. It's a rucha. First of all, it's long. And second of all, it has more elements. It has multiple elements. You see, Rabbeinu Tam, you have three of these, three of these, three of those. That's not arichas. You're just mentioning Shem Hashem in multiple languages. Malkeinu, Yotzreinu, Kedoshinu, Kedosh Yaakov, Roenu. Right? That's not Lachtom Bach. So I must have seen that toast. I forgot about it. But that's what I was saying. So you're saying Hashem's name in a lot of different ways. Right? So therefore what? So how's he answering? What about all those other things? Gemalano, Gemalano, Gemalano. Right? Is he addressing that issue? It's kind of funny because he ignored that. Because those aren't part of it. I think they're already. That's already not mentioning Shem Hashem anymore. Right? So he's answering the first kasha about Arucha. He's saying, no, the further Arichas in the beginning just says Shem Hashem. What about the second kasha? But that you're saying all the different, these three other three things? Is he addressing that? Right? It's a little problem. Give me a second. Let me see what they say. I forgot about that.
But it seems like he's saying that these are other Shemos. Like Hashem is the Gomel. And so on.
Uh-huh.
Hashem is the Tov.
Uh-huh.
I guess. Or the Meitiv, I guess.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right. They say, I have here, I don't have it in front of me, but I have a footnote. It says, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Aval Pishomer, who Yigmalenu, right? Who Yigmalenu sounds like he will in the future grant us a good. So isn't that a request? That sounds like a digression. It says, Ein a bakasha. That's not a bakasha. Ela Toahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu Tamid Gomlenu V'Yigmalenu. That's interesting. That he's always, it's like HaYehovah V'Yah. You're stating that Hashem's granting us good is not just a momentary thing, but it's his like a fixed, unchanging nature. Gamalanu, Gamlenu, Yigmalenu. It's like God is unchanging. It's like part of his midas Hashem is that he's gemalanu, past, present, and future. So we're not requesting that he does so, but rather we're stating that that's his unchanging nature. Right? So that's, it's like, maybe that's good with what you're saying, Ken, is that even that part is describing the Shem Hashem. It's describing Hashem as a Tov, giving a lot of different Shemos Hashem, and then just describing Hashem as a Tov in all these different facets. Right? I don't know, it could be, though, that the first part is expressing Hashem, Hashem, Shemayim in many ways. And then, I guess, then we're just saying is that he's Tov in multiple ways. I don't know. It's like, it's funny he doesn't mention that. I don't think the beginning is, I mean, unless we're saying is, look, that's part of saying the Shem Hashem, but we're bringing out the aspect of Shem Hashem of Tov and different facets of the way he's a Tov. I guess so. Yeah, I just wanted to mention one other thing is the Ramban, he wants to say the reason why it's not Poseach with Baruch, this is like a little different than Tosos. Maybe it's the same, but a little different. He says, to be mafresh bein ala shel Torah. Right? She'en shel devarim smuch ala shel Torah. Right? So he basically saying is that in order to be mafsek, to separate between the deraisa part of benching and the rabbanon part of benching, they broke it off and didn't make it smucha. Right? So we didn't mention the deraisa of the rabbanon. We're just mentioning, even if it's deraisa of the rabbanon, because thematically it's like a separate animal. It's not a continuation. But the Ramban sense of be saying is that the Bedafka didn't make it four. The Bedafka wanted to be masik between the Deraisa part of benching and the Rabbanon part of benching. So they made it like 3 plus 1. Right? So we were just talking like thematically it is an add-on. It's not really a flow. But the Ramban is adding on it was Bedafka in order to create the differentiation. And a hecker, I guess, what's the Deraisa, what's the Rabbanon? Right? But then he wants to know, so then, okay, fine, but why doesn't it have the chasima? So then he has a long piece, okay? A long piece. Although, I don't know if it's all about the benching, right? Yeah, so I don't know, maybe I should have to look at it, but it's a little long. So I don't, maybe we'll take it up next time, or maybe we'll just move forward. The next thing I want to do is Tosos. We have to get started. I mean, that was like the big part of this sugya is this Tosos, chutz. Right? We have to work our way through that Tosos. But maybe we'll do the Ramban. I have to take a look at it. I didn't really go through it, but maybe it'll be interesting for us to do and see how he learns.